You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island wrap up. We did it. The season is over. Hallelujah. As usual, I'm Kirsten McInnes, joined by the wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I am good. Love Island is over, and even better, America has voted, Kirsten, and they have decided to set you and Pooya up on a bro date.
Perfect. I can't wait for my official bromance with Pooya. that's perfect to bring in our guest. He broke down season 2's finale with us last year, and Pooya Zanvakili's here to break it all down. What's up, Pooya?
Everything's great. America likes me. I got a vote, so I'm very happy about it. I can't believe in this instance I picked to be Jeremy. That was stupid.
Not Pooya picking to be Jeremy.
I didn't want it. It just, the joke got the better of me, and I'm upset at Scally for setting that up that way now.
It was all my plan.
I'm very happy to be here. It's always a pleasure to talk to the two of you. Last season, we broke it down on the finale, and it was so good that when you asked me for this season, I was like, oh yeah, let's do same time last time, like finale, that'll be good. And then this happened, and I was like, I should have asked for week 2. That would have been more fun.
You could have been out on this season 4 weeks ago.
I was like, this will keep me watching. So I thought it'd be a win-win. And then, oh, no, 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 no. Lose it is.
You
know, win to talk to y'all.
You messed up. You really messed up. Scal and I were originally we thought the finale was last Wednesday. So we had you all lined up. Then we realized that wasn't the case. So we were like, okay, well, we need to find another guest. And then we were like, oh, nobody is still watching.
It makes sense. I mean, everything I saw online was like not watching, but am voting. So, you know, let's hope that that did not affect the ratings too poorly for season 4 prospects. I think it'll be fine. But yeah, it seems like not too many people were all in on this finale.
The only people that were all in on this finale are Olivia and Corey.
I would say half in.
Well, I mean, like, they're all in on getting money.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, there was one person out of the 8 that was not in it for money because he dumped cash like an idiot. And that was Charlie.
How did he fumble the bag so badly?
It was free money. It was right there. It was right there. Nope.
Yeah.
It's who we have to be the most mad at, I guess. I blame Charlie for this outcome. I blame Jacob Jones for this outcome. A number of other things.
Oh, yeah. Jacob Jones, king of bad opinions. Like, I don't think we've talked enough lately about how Jacob Jones has really bad takes.
Is he happy with this win? Because I think he was a big Olivia guy, right?
Yeah.
Let me pull up
Trey J's Twitter right now to see what he had to say.
I have since set him straight to a degree, I believe, especially Easy Sell once, you know, the Reddit gets a talking about our winners here today. So I don't believe that is the case anymore. even if he's trolling.
Jacob Jones, one tweet about the Love Island finale. I know Will is pissed. He asked Kira to be his girlfriend for ... nothing.
I mean, real.
Get this man on season four. I need to see him in season four.
After seeing his opinions, I don't think I need to see him on season four. Like, no, it'll be every week. Scally will be like, oh, who said this dumbass thing on Laid Bare? And I'll be like, Jacob again?
if he's on season four, I will pay you both a subscription to be your third co-host to just dunk on him every time.
I am always willing to take money, so we'll have to talk rates once Jacob gets cast. So I guess that's it. We can't bury the lead. Olivia and Corey are our Love Island champions. Winners?
Ooh.
I mean, that happened.
America, you messed up. Reddit hated Will and Kira so much that they were like, oh, let's vote for Jeremy and Bailey. They should have jumped on the casual Will and Kira vote. It's what I was saying. I was right. Yeah. Fuck y'all. For everyone who voted for Jeremy and Bailey, dead to me.
Yeah, we'll get to how this happened. I think that, like we said, Cash going was the first domino to fall leading to this, which was quite unfortunate. And I think that this whole week kind of moved us in that direction, you know, little by little by little. And that snowball really gained momentum.
Yes, in the most annoying way possible. We saw it coming. We said this on our last podcast. We were like, oh no, the show's chosen a new winner. I guess actually the first domino to fall was Shannon and Josh having to leave for personal reasons. Or did they leave after Cash?
No, that was before. But yeah,
so that was the first domino. But that also still wouldn't have been great anyway. But why did they make everybody smell each other's sweat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that is a fun exercise of finding love. I feel like there's many other ways they could have gone. Granted, a lot of the tests they do on this show are ridiculous and don't count for anything. But to me, the biggest takeaway from this was that Charlie and Elena both got it wrong and were still not deemed the least potential couple out of the five couples. So how?
Yeah, but also, like, I feel like this, you could think someone's pheromones smell better than someone else's and not necessarily want to date them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair. I don't know. I also, did I blank this out of my mind? Because it's very possible that I would choose to forget this. Don't know why my brain cursed me by holding on to them sniffing the gym clothes, but don't even remember how they set up with, like, all right, we need you to put on these clothes and sweat as hard as you can. Yeah,
they got a text that was like, we're going to test your relationships today. Everybody go work out. And then they all got like an outfit to work out in, and then they had to all go get sweaty.
Yeah, not a great start. I feel like you should see this coming, that maybe the workout, if they don't tell you exactly what's going, this is part one. It's not going to be a nice part two.
Yeah, some of them were like very moist inside the Ziploc bags of clothes. The condensation was there.
Not ideal, not ideal. But you know what? Corey also got it wrong here. So I was surprised so many people got it right.
Me too.
That was very surprising.
I mean, I guess they've been sleeping in the same bed with each other. You probably know what the other person smells like by then.
Well, like, I feel like, especially, who was it that had cologne that was easily a giveaway? If you have like your scent on... applied on while you're doing the workout, that'll make it very easy regardless of how much you sweat. Like, it'll smell like your deodorant or your cologne. So that's definitely the move, to not look a fool on live TV if you're trying to do this test.
I think that's fair, that's fair. Just don't work out that hard and then be like, I don't have a smell.
Me, smellless. Never had one.
Sorry, never had a smell, never sweat once in my life. That's like, okay, you know how some people get like Botox in their armpits so that they sweat less?
Mm-hmm. What?
So yeah, it's a thing where you get Botox in your armpits because it like paralyzes the areas, like you don't sweat as much. But then people who get that normally end up sweating more from like other places on their body, like their face. But so I was talking to my sister about this, and my sister was like, I need to get Botox so I sweat less. And I was like, you'll still sweat the same amount, you'll just sweat from like other places on your body. And she was like, well, what would happen to me if I got Botox all over my whole body? And I was like, well, first of all, you'd be full of botulism, so you'd die. And second of all, you'd be paralyzed. If you got it on every inch of your whole body.
But would I sweat?
You'd die.
So no. I don't know. This was, you know what? I don't know if this was even the worst challenge this episode, to be honest. We did have one more.
Yeah, they also did their weird, like, therapy thing.
It was like, I even said on the last episode, you know, we're really entering a stretch where we're going to be a little bit lower on the content. There's not going to be as many eliminations. We're not going to be having any new people move in. Maybe they could bring, say, the lie detector test. But I think that they knew that you would ask every single person, will you see this person in 2 weeks? And lies, you're not going to.
Yeah,
so instead, everyone in the villa got to decide if you were telling the truth or not.
Yeah, it was weird and I didn't like it.
Yeah, not ideal. I mean, the only thing that we got, I think, was Olivia farts on Corey in her sleep. And otherwise, I couldn't tell you a single other thing that happened here.
Yeah. And she was like, what? No, I don't fart ever. Go away, Olivia.
Stop the lies, please. Please.
Oh, yeah. But it would be like, will they be together forever and get married? And everyone in the villa would be like, oh, true. Like, no, you're all broken up within 3 weeks. I can't wait to see who falls first.
I always, throughout the whole season, both last season, there needs to be more punishment involved, not just presents. Give them punishments for fumbling. I don't know what constitutes fumbling at this point, but again, it's very easy to just say true for all your friends and then say false like once in a while to not seem like you're saying true for everything. Especially with this cast, I feel like everyone was just friends. So This assignment isn't as fun anymore.
Including the couples, they were all friends.
I mean, were they even friends?
Not in all cases, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know. But so then this is when Ariel comes in and is like, okay, couples, you're all voting one couple out. Pick who you think is least compatible.
And you know what? Shame on me, because multiple people messaged me and we advocated last week. You know what? We're in on Trina and Andre. That's our pick. That's who's winning this season. And multiple people said, what if they get voted out? And I said, it's up to the other Islanders. They'll never get voted out.
But they did.
That was very shocking to me because I felt like they saved Trina at one point in the season where I thought Trina was not going to make it. But then here, where I thought guaranteed Trina will stick around, it seems like Andre's done a good job of, you know, settling in with people. It's Charlie and Elena who are leaving. There's just no other world where anyone else is leaving. So I was baffled when I heard that Trina was out.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Like, I really just assumed everyone was going to stay mad at Charlie.
I thought there was no chance that anyone but Charlie and Alana were leaving. It was mind-blowing because these people have done nothing but just save their friends all season, whether they deserved it or not. And then finally we get to this vote. And question, maybe there was a little strategy here because now it's like, especially when Olivia's like, I know my best friend wouldn't want to coast and she just wants to go out with some dignity and with a bang. So you can go home now before the finale with a little whimper. Like, what?
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, why didn't they just let her go home when she wanted to go home?
Mm-hmm.
And like, We didn't get much from him, and definitely his assessment of soccer skills was surprising. But I see Andre. He seemed fine. He seemed okay. Like, I wouldn't have minded giving him some money.
He might be married, but like, whatever. Give him the money.
He has a kid. He needs the money. But I don't know. My question here is, had Andre picked Cash, is he still getting voted out of the villa here?
Ooh. But like, no, right? Why would, I don't think he was ever picking her though, is what's so bizarre.
Was he ever picking Trina?
Like, I think he had the choice between the two and he was like, no, I don't want Cash. Like, he wanted to pick Olivia. If he picked Olivia, would he have won? Maybe.
So can we play out a little exercise since we're going back to that specific coupling ceremony? Say they let Andre go first over Corey going first and he picks Olivia, right? Because that was the other connection. Mm-hmm. Who does Corey pick? And then who wins the season?
So Corey
picks Cash and so, Cash and Corey. Yeah,
but Corey picked first. So Corey would have picked Bailey. Jeremy would have been shit out of luck. Andre would have picked Olivia. And then... yeah, so it would have been very different.
There's a lot of scenarios that could have played out there. Had Corey decided he liked Bailey, had Olivia got taken from him. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Corey goes with Bailey. I think he probably goes with Cash, especially if they know it's the last recoupling of the series.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So then it would have been Corey and Cash winning.
They would have won. Yeah. They would have literally, that would have been, that would have been
Corey perfect. Already won with like the dead weight of Olivia.
He had an active anchor. He would have been Cash's anchor, if anything.
Yeah.
Have you two, I'm assuming, and I know Scally for sure has because of his internet skills. Have you seen the Instas of Cash and Cash and Cinco together?
I'm not watching an things. Instagram live of anybody from this season. No, I don't not care alive. How much I love them.
They were like dancing and stuff. It was very cute.
Oh, that's cute. Well, I hope they're very happy.
So yeah, I think Cash even like chose to miss a flight so that she could stay with Cinco. I was perusing the subreddit. That's a great way where they're all collecting all of the information in one nice place. So definitely did see some of the content there. I'm just curious, you know, had Cash stayed here instead of Trina, do they still vote her out? Do they vote her out even faster because they know Cash is a big threat? I don't know ultimately, but maybe Andre made the wrong decision.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just again, I've never felt more upset giving someone 100K on any show than I am. Yeah. Here. It's just, this is a morning of a podcast. Is what it is. So,
well, really what I said was, and I'm sure that there are people listening that have not seen, I would say Google Olivia Love Island TikTok will give you a little better of an idea where I'm coming from. But yeah, we did live through Big Brother 21 and other seasons, but not ideal here. Yeah. I said, basically, I would not be celebrating the win of anyone here. I would be celebrating Olivia and Corey's loss if that came to that.
Yeah, like, I just, I'm so annoyed. Like, she just sucks.
Not a fan. And it's just, like, it's frustrating because we did go an entire season where we didn't feel like there was a genuine connection. All the way up until the finale. I mean, as we move into the Friday episode after Trina goes home, we did not expect it, but it does happen. And then we're left with four couples, and these are our final four. And on the Friday episode, it's very clear. If you get the helicopter date, the show really likes your chances of winning.
Yeah, there's a big difference between getting the helicopter and getting the like table just outside the villa.
Like, they say they're like, oh, we really saved up for these dates. And by these, they mean two of them. Like, there was the helicopter and the yacht. And they're like, see why all the other dates were like on a driveway in the backyard of like the so, casa like, next door?
The villa literally is in the frame. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. They feel good about you.
Yeah, you can like hear Corey laughing in the background because he's just out of sight. Like, yeah, I think that as soon as you see that Charlie and Alana and Jeremy and Bailey are basically in a backyard, I don't feel like the show is pushing for them to win, at least whether they think they have a realistic chance or they're pushing. I just will always think you got a helicopter, you got a yacht, you are the favorites to win.
So are you telling me I should be skipping the penultimate episode of every season moving forward so I don't know the results ahead of time?
I mean,
how else would you know who to vote for? Because if you don't like the ones in the helicopter, you have to vote for the ones on the yacht.
That is mostly true.
So I didn't end up voting because I couldn't decide. I couldn't decide which of the four evils I wanted to decide.
Wow.
Every time I got close to a decision, I was like, but this person is this. No, I can't do it.
So I did vote. I did vote for Will and Kira because
I voted for them as well.
I loved the subreddit, huge help. Did great work for me all season, was able to find much content there. And thank you for the Instagram live summaries, really helped out. And you know what? Love Island Twitter, you're a lot of fun. I can't break into you in the slightest, but good content. I understand that they were all aboard Jeremy and Bailey, but just even though this vote is solely on an app that you have to download, it's for 30 minutes. You would think it is with the most engaged online fans are going to control this vote. And I remembered season one of the entirety of the internet rooting for Caro and Ray and them coming in third place. Mm-hmm. So I was not fooled by the monolith of Twitter and Reddit rooting for Jeremy and Bailey, because as we saw, that did not affect
if
much.
We know anything, it's that the Twitter and online fan base of any of these shows is powerless in a poll to the casual audience.
We have been new.
So, hi, it is me, casual audience, with a question. So, I can tell why I didn't like Will and Kira. Why did the internet not like Will and Kira? I want to see if it matches up with why I didn't like them.
Okay. So, early on in the season, Will was pretty beloved, I would argue. Kira was not liked. Kira was seen as pretty insecure in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the younger women on the cast. And I don't think that they thought that it was really going to work out between the two of them, especially when there weren't a ton of deep conversations being shown on the show, as well as the controversy of people believing that they knew each other before the season. So the internet was ablaze with that. And then once Will goes to, or, you know, Casa Amor happens and Flo comes in, Will explores with Flo, there was a lot of, how is this any different than what Johnny did last year? So why are we giving him a pass? So tables really turned. At one point it was, we don't like Will or Kira. And then I think I saw some actual positive sentiment towards Kira at the end, but the online fan base was very much not ready to forgive Will.
I see. Okay. So it was more so Will than it was Kira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in these last couple episodes, Will was a little gaslighty, being like, no, actually, we both agreed to this and we already apologized. And so I don't think the fan base took kindly to that either.
That's the thing for me, I guess. What's it called? Because I feel like everyone, not just the island, but like every islander tried to be like, hey, Kira, he did this stuff. But then Kira was like, you know, following her heart. And I feel like ultimately her following her heart wasn't enough we knew, you just knew if they won, she was not going to steal the money from him. So he was going to get 50K for being douchey.
Well,
so.
Nobody's ever going to steal the money on this show. Everyone needs to stop acting like it's going to happen. It's what we want to see, but they will never give it to us.
Mm-hmm. The real money's in the Instagram brand after. It's not in the stealing.
Of course. And I feel like there's not enough, because like a splitter steel is fun in theory, but when they've been together like this for so long, and you are literally phrasing the question at the end, were you here for love or were you here for money? It's like, well, yeah, after 6 weeks, if you're like, well, I want the money, but I still like you, like that's never going to play out. And the Instagram money could sour there. Mm-hmm. Now, had Corey yoinked the money, I feel like his life would have been fine, but he doesn't necessarily know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I mean,
because like they're finding out America voted for you as their favorite couple. Now, are you going to rob the other person or are you going to like share it? And so like you're going to feel like you have to share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, are you going to spit in the face of America or are you going to ride into the sunset with Olivia? Which one are you going to do today?
Exactly. Olivia would never do that. It's tough, especially when the prize is, you know, the prize money is not the main thing of Love Island. They want it to be the love. So it's not going to be exceptionally high. So when that money is $25,000 after taxes, I'll share it and get the good clout from being a good guy on the show.
Right.
Like that's going to do me better.
Yeah. 100%.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Friday episode, it was when they had all of the dates. I really didn't think any of these dates were notable, except for, I guess, Will and Kira became boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. After an entire week of saying he's not ready, stop pushing him, why is everyone asking this question?
Yeah, it's almost like you're on a dating show, Will.
Stop it. I'm saving it until right before the vote. Stop pushing.
If he had just done this the last time they had a date, I think they would have won.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like he allowed them to be in like a little bit of upheaval, which made the families question it, which made everyone question them. And it left them going into the final vote looking pretty rocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like it doesn't help because obviously if earlier in the season this happens, right? Because with Josh and Shannon, it happened about mid-season, right? If right around then is when they did it, there would have been a lot less questions, a lot less red flags up. Her family might have been more receptive to him than they actually were. And all of that would have helped bump them in the right direction with the votes, I feel like. Because honestly, once Josh and Shannon leave, there is one established couple, and that is Will and Kira. So the fact that it's like they started with like a 10-0 lead and just allowed Corey and Olivia to pull up. And Corey and Olivia did nothing but still sound completely platonic throughout everything these last like couple episodes. It was still like blurry with word salad and indecision. So the fact that they won is almost a miracle because of how badly Will and Kira dropped the ball.
They were together for one coupling ceremony. That is it.
Everyone except Will and Kira were together for one coupling. Like, it's just this whole season has been just like worst case scenario at every corner. Like, it's like a horror movie of a season. Like, it's just been so bad.
The one thing, though, that I would like to point out from Will and Kira's date, which even the narrator pointed out. So when, like, your own crew is recognizing it. Do you remember when we talked about, oh, how do they not know what drinks are on their date? What if you don't like it? And it was, oh, yeah. Production cares about them and knows what their likes and dislikes are. Well, production did not care about Will. And despite him being a vegan, put a cheese and meat plate as the only food on the date. So,
well, they're not allowed to eat it anyways.
Either they, there was some eating of the other food on these dates, so either they hate Will, distinctly possible, or they don't care about any of these people and are just putting whatever they want on these dates.
I don't know. Maybe someone else was supposed to get the odd date.
Maybe Will
and Kira were supposed to get the helicopter and it got switched at the last second.
That is possible.
Ooh. I like that theory.
I
think that the cheese plate is probably a little easier to switch out than who's going on the helicopter, but
stop it. You're just being ridiculous. Okay. So we had a 2-hour finale tonight. I don't even want to call it that because it was really, an hour and 45 minutes of filler and then 15 minutes of who won.
Yeah.
It was so unnecessary.
We could have had a reunion of, like, get the messy people back. We could have talked to them, actually, like, talk the season out. There's drama from off the show. There are people still in this house that not everyone likes. Like, that would have been a lot more fun. We could have had a solid hour. At least, like, how do you feel about winning? Do you regret leaving? Josh and Shannon, how are you doing? Stuff like that. Like, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's on whatever, that's a lot more interesting than I could not even tell you what happened in this episode. Oh, who can catapult cupcakes into their pants?
Yeah, they had, that was so stupid. I didn't care at all. It was for a date in the hideaway, which Olivia and Corey won. I like, none of this mattered at all. Like, it was literally just so useless.
I understand the, like, tradition at this point of the finale of doing the, like, they go out and they get dressed up and they recite their, like, quote unquote vows, and, like, that's fine. You want to go through with the pomp and circumstance, I'm good with that. It was the all of the filler around that I didn't need. It did not need to be 2 hours and or like
none of the Sunday episodes,
something else.
None of the Sunday episodes needed to be 2 hours. They did this all fucking season to us, and for what?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a finale is supposed to be exciting. And I just found myself, there were many moments where I was like, okay, you got to take notes. You got to take notes. All right, so let me see. What do I have in my notes? All right. Jeremy says he likes the food. He got a text. The ring store. The wedding challenge where they had to shoot cake to each other. They're all chilling around the fire reminiscing now. Alana will miss the breakfast together. Like, what? This is the diary of a madman. What did I write down?
Yeah, no, the whole thing, it just was, it made no sense.
I wonder how much of this, like, would have been, I mean, I'm sure, yes, it would have been better, but, like, how much better would this have been if we actually had established couples that we care about, and were they really just screwed by having, like, basic strangers matched up with each other at the end? Or, like, was there something else planned? Did it just not hit because of that? Because I feel like, you know, worst case scenario really is what we ended up with, and it would probably in production's mind too.
Yeah, I feel like if you look at, because the beauty of us all being here together again is we talked about season two, and if you look at the finalists for season two, literally every couple was in some way, shape, or form established from early and together. And there was some rooting. Like, we all wanted Caleb and Justine to take the win. So, like, we're all sitting there rooting for them. Johnny and Sally are there. Johnny, like, we all were hating on him. We don't want him to win, so we're tuning in to make sure he doesn't. Calvin and Moira are there. Carrington is there. Like, they're just there, but they were also there from the beginning, and we got to watch their indecision and their nonsense for a long time. So there was at least some care there. Whereas I feel like the minute Charlie picked Elena, I knew there was no route for them to win. So I was like, this doesn't matter to me. When Jeremy's indecisive butt picks Bailey, I was like, well, I know you're not going to win. So this doesn't matter to me. It came down to these two couples and Will and Kira and Corey and Olivia. But then we all knew the Corey and Olivia thing was like the world's biggest heist from Olivia. And then it's Will and Kira who we're tired of. So it really makes everything be seen in a more pessimistic, negative light, where my eyes are hurt from how much I rolled them tonight. Like, very much.
Well, you need to roll your eyes more, Puya. Come on.
So
exercise those eyeballs.
I would compare, like, Olivia and Corey were last season's Calvin and Moira, where we know this is fake. This is not going anywhere. You're breaking up quickly. But Calvin and Moira were together for 4 recoupling ceremonies minimum. Yes. And they got third place. They didn't win the show. Like, it was so bad. Calvin and Moira could have won this season.
Oh, they would have been the runaway.
Like, I would have voted for them.
Same.
Yeah, but you were always a Calvin stan.
Oh, Calvin, and I have been proven right.
You were right.
Wait, why have you been proven right? What do you do?
He's like the only guy from the cast that anyone still talks to.
Look at every man on that cast.
Fair. Points were made in the process.
So, yeah, it's interesting when you look at this cast. I've seen a lot of, this is the worst Final Four of all time. I struggle to disagree. Having seen all of the UK seasons, I have not seen the Australian plan to, but I can't think of a Final Four that I was less excited for, a Final Four that was together for less time, that I believed in less, that was less exciting TV. Like, this was rough.
Yeah, like, this was horrible. This is the worst season of all Love Island I've seen.
Can I just take a second as, again, casual here? The podcasts, though, have been phenomenal. So thank you, you two, for being the highlight of what has been a pretty grim season of TV.
Thank you. Now, it's been fun. And that's the thing, is getting to talk about the season is fun. I'm still hopeful. Like, I want season 4. I want it to be an exciting season. There were parts of this season that I enjoyed, but it really fell off. I remember in early days of this season when online was talking about how this season of US is better than the UK, and that talk stopped.
Yeah, it's flipped. Very abruptly. It's flipped around. I think the end game of UK has become very fun.
So it has been not ideal here, but you know what, we get to the end and what are we even dealing with? Like, they're going to write their vows, they're going to like get their dresses and everything, and
they didn't even have a fun montage of ugly dresses. Like,
that's true. That is true. If we need filler, that is quality filler.
Like, better than everything we got.
No, I know. All right, if we're talking about the dresses, I did warn. How are we ranking the dresses?
Okay, so should we fourth place and then we all name them, or how do you want to go about this?
Ooh, we can do fourth.
Okay, so we'll go 3, 2, 1 and then we all say who.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so in fourth place, 3, 2, 1 Kira.
Ooh.
Kira was third. I can change.
Kira is wearing a prom dress from 2006.
it did give me flashbacks to, like, yeah, 2009. Definitely.
I'm sorry. Who did you say?
I said Bailey because it was just kind of like, I love the color red. It's one of my two favorite colors. But also, it didn't give me like razzle. It
gave me, like, ooh, I loved Bailey's dress. Mm.
I had Bailey at 3.
See? I had Bailey in second.
I just felt like Bailey's dress was also a prom dress that grew about 12 inches in the process. Like, it was for a taller woman and she borrowed it.
That's fair. That is very fair.
So wait, are we on the, did Elena win for all of us or no?
Oh no, I had Elena's in third.
Ooh,
I don't think that the white and gold was a good choice for her hair and skin tone. I liked that it was backless, but I didn't love it. I thought Olivia's dress was the best one.
I felt blindsided because it was such a different dress to what she had been wearing at the trial.
They had her try on that really hot red dress. And then she was like, is this too much? And everyone was like, no. And I was like, it was a little too much for prime time.
I liked the red dress. I think ultimately, and I will default to you on what works for her skin and hair colors better. But I think I also had the white and gold at number one. I was worried it looked a little bit Greek goddess costumey at points, but I was like, you know what? This is an event. Like, let's really go for it with the white and gold dress.
I didn't love it, but that's fine.
I just thought Olivia's was boring.
Yeah, but Olivia's was like very classic and she looks great in blue. But I guess we now know who was performing for the male gaze and who was performing for the female gaze.
All right. You can have
but
Olivia.
But Kira was that's performing for nobody's gaze, and that's what matters the most here.
Can we quickly rank the suits? I know suits are suits, and they're kind of just
I gotta
there.
Tell you, no. I wasn't paying any attention to the suits, so I'll need you two to provide the opinion.
Would you like the picture? I can send you the picture.
I just like I saw them. I left it from my mind. Like I don't care about their suits.
All right, sounds good.
So where are you at number four on the suits?
I think it's Charlie. But also I do not like Will's shirt.
Yeah, Will's shirt was the problem for me because I like the classic black tux. Ultimately, I think we're going to have really a discussion here because I think Jeremy's white jacket looks good, but will always give me a waiter's vibe.
If you put a pink bow tie on him, he's from the cast of Party Down. 1000%. So are we having fun yet, Jeremy?
That might actually be his life, to be honest.
Oh my God. Reboot it and slap Jeremy into the cast.
No, don't put Jeremy on anything. No opportunities for Jeremy. Stop it.
I think he is Corey wins for me.
Yeah, I am not a black dress shirt guy, but I think he pulled off well. So I would agree there.
Okay. Yeah.
Good, good.
And wonderful.
We ranked him well.
And Charlie's there.
And Charlie was there. Do we care about any of their speeches to each other? I didn't care about any of their speeches to each other.
I do have one note. When Elena was reading her vows to Charlie, it read like she was at an intervention. Because the woman did not leave her eyes from paper and just kind of recited it to him. I feel like when we found each other here, it was good. And I liked it very much. It was nice. Like, where's the love? Where's the feeling? At least try and hoodwink me better.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of got, I wouldn't say the same exact vibes, but more like a rough draft of a Dr. Seuss poem from Corey.
It was so bad. Oh my God.
Just like, yeah, not great. Like, your eyes are blue. I pick you. And he's like smiling as big. And like, oh my God, I'm crying.
He's like, what is going on? They're writing it, he's like, what rhymes with twice? And not anybody said spice. And I was like, well, we've got a problem.
We got mice to mice right before we got the, mice was there. I love that.
I like that twice? Jeremy said thrice. Like, okay, thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for nothing, you goon.
I love you twice. Oh no, maybe thrice. We went to the bed. To the bed, I said.
No, it was so bad. Like, it's so bad. I don't even know. And then Ariel came in and was like, "Okay, now I'm gonna relive all of your journeys together." And then we got an hour of like montages.
The best part about this was that All right. And for you two, we're going to skip to day 20.
Literally. It
did not matter.
Like, it didn't even show anything they had done beforehand. It was like, oh, look, when Olivia came back from Casa Amor. Alone. See,
I really liked when Ariel's like, and one, like, two of you are like going to win the season and $100,000. And Jeremy's like, wow, I haven't even thought about that. It's like, yeah, because you're not winning. There's no reason for you to think about
it. Like when they're like, wow, you're at the finale. And Jeremy's like, yeah, I'm surprised to be here. It's like, yeah, we are too. We tried many times to get rid of you, but you're like a freaking cockroach.
And because Olivia also responded very quickly, like, no. And it's like, yeah, right. Like, you have not thought about this moment every second of the day.
Oh, Olivia's been scheming for this moment for some time.
Yeah. And I will also say, showing Flo in the Will and Kira recap was quite shady.
Yeah. They had to remind us why they're not winning. You know?
A definite loser's edit.
They had to be like, by the way, they had this major issue.
I feel like to workshop the show a little, I would have liked if they could have watched these clips and then we could have had a picture in picture of their reactions. That would make me happy.
That would have been way better.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly, like, it needs more reunion vibes where it's like, okay, the show is over. The voting's in. Nothing you do now can, like, affect anything.
Yeah.
So let's actually get your genuine reaction to things. Let's show you things. Let's talk about things rather than just, like, showing the same montage. I'm pretty sure they recycled the one that's, like, this season on Love Island and then just use the same exact clips at the end. Like,
yeah.
This was, you can't reuse your work. Like, I thought this works.
Let's say they don't want to assemble everyone for a reunion. Let's say that's too much work or whatever. I feel like they could easily contact some of these people who have left the island already on like a FaceTime, record that FaceTime of them, like, you know, ooh, what have you been up to since? Blah, blah, blah. Get like 2 minutes off of them and then be like, who do you want to win? And then they, you know, say who they want to win. Mm-hmm. Even that is enough and it'll at least put some more, you know, remind us of some of the maybe good times that existed far and few in between this season. That would have been good. I like, you know, I'm a big fiend for reactions and relooks and like revisiting people that have left to make it more of a finals feel. Whereas this way, it really didn't, it kind of ended with a hmm. And I didn't like that.
But the whole season was just a hmm.
Yeah. There were like moments of like, ooh, something's going to, oh, okay, well. Okay, something else is on TV now. Like,
literally.
At least give me the jump scare goods that nearly existed.
Whole season was a friggin' jump scare. So obviously we've already been through that Olivia and Corey won. Will and Kira were second place. Jeremy and Bailey were third. Charlie and Alana were fourth. So basically the longer you've been in the villa, the better you did. Literally, even with Will walking in like 4 hours after everyone else. that's exactly how it worked. So thanks, Love Island.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty predictable in terms of how it's usually going to go.
But like, especially this season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's generally going to go that way. I feel like this season did a bad job of getting us invested in its newer characters, partially because of editing, partially because of when they scheduled these like recouplings and like vote outs. Like if we did a reunion, like I'm not asking for Roxy to be flown back in or like Raul and Gabe, like that's not what I'm saying. Like there were people here that I did care about that got eliminated along the way, even if production did not do their best to make me care about them.
It was Gabe.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just said a bunch of names that I don't remember.
I truly wonder how many I could go through here and you would have no recollection.
There were 36 Islanders this season total. And so we had 8 left in the finale. Obviously, Andre and Trina before that. So that's 10 of them. So then there's like 26 more. So then there's Cinco, Cash, Isaiah, Florida, Leslie, Jenny, Shannon, Josh.
Are these off the dome?
Yeah, this is me just trying to remember how many I can do.
I'm not Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni.
Leslie. Did you say Leslie?
I already said I said Leslie.
Your favorite Christian.
Ugh. Christian was there. That's right. So that's 10. So that puts us to 20 out of 36. We're about to like half of them. Apparently there's someone named Gabe. Slade was there for a hot second.
Oh yeah. I'm looking at the list and I forgot Slade existed.
I don't know. I'm out.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here where even looking at the list, I was struggling for a second. I think that come a year from now, I would be surprised if, you know, most people could name five people on the cast.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I have very low hopes for myself in a year. Actually, I have high hopes that I won't remember any because I don't want to remember this.
Well, when I was making the case for comparing the two seasons, I had to open the wiki to remember the final four couples. I did not remember anyone's names. So, and I liked people on that season. So It goes to show 36 people is just far too many people for me to ever remember. So quiz me in a month. I might forget everyone's names.
Let me make a reminder to quiz you in a month.
Deal.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that. I don't want to think about this anymore.
I don't know. Okay.
Like this was so bad. Like the whole season was so bad that it's like there, we don't even have anything to say to wrap it up. Like what have we not said that needs to be said, Scally?
Well, I'm curious to hear how you rank this season overall against other seasons. I know that we talked about in terms of winners, in terms of final fours.
Okay. So I've seen the first four UK seasons and I'm partway through five and I'm loving five. As well as obviously the first two seasons of this. And I would put this one solidly at the bottom under UK season four, which I hated so much that I could barely get through it.
Okay, yeah. So that's the thing is I feel like so many people were like, oh, well, nothing could ever touch US season one. And I'm worried we're in that range.
I like US season one to me was better than UK season four.
Yeah.
And this one. Like those are my bottom three for sure, but
they're in the range for me. And sadly it is down there.
Cause when USA season one happened, like in the real time, we were excited and we thought that it was kind of charming. Like in hindsight, it was a pretty bad season, but in the moment we at least were enjoying parts of it week to week. And maybe some of that comes from us podcasting about it for the first time, but like we weren't coming in like, every single time we had to record this season, I was like, ugh, we have to watch Love Island. I only watched the episodes live on the nights that we were recording right after the episode. And every other episode I watched in like 2x, like so that I wouldn't have to watch it and take up so much of my time. Like this season was a drag.
I watched the first 17 episodes or so on a binge, as in not like without doing anything else in between, but I watched them because I didn't have to wait for the episodes. Mm-hmm. It played a lot better. I was actually enjoying myself. It was once I caught up to the real time and then little by little, anything I would have been hoping for the ending to be getting taken away from me that it got very brutal. So I do think that might have been the move where for me, watching them in like the first 10 episodes were great. 12 episodes, I was having fun. And it was also because I didn't know a lot of the inner workings of stuff. So obviously then I started listening to the podcast that y'all have done and I would be getting insight to some of the people and like what they do, you know, outside the island or like what's been said outside the island. And I was like, ooh, okay. So that kind of like also changed it a little bit as well. But also, I do not have a lot of reference because I've only still watched the two, even though I got an amazing set of suggestions from someone on Twitter on like what to watch next. I was really going to start watching the British ones, which I still intend on.
Yeah.
But man's been procrastinating out here. So I will try my best.
Understandable. I think for me, part of just... we are going to be in here talking about this show twice a week. Like I want to enjoy this show. And so I think for me, I mostly did until after Casa Amor. And I feel like things there really highlighted the problems we had this season. I'm hoping moving forward next season, they really look at when they do the dumpings. They look at how they do the dumpings, because this season, not once was there ever the bottom vote getters go home. It doesn't matter. If there was you are going home, the Islanders cannot save you. Yeah. They never did okay, these are the bottom two couples, save one person from each couple, and that's it. The other people are going home. So they forced recouplings. They forced new people to stick around, stuff like that, and often it's like, oh, this is the newest couple. They're safe from the vote. That's what will happen a lot, where I don't think that was ever the case here. So I think that all of that is worth looking at for next season in terms of ultimately not ending up in an end game like this, because I know that it might be confusing where the final five couples, the discourse really turned to I don't know any of these people, but it was because the people that came in the middle didn't stick around. So then the people that were there at the end were going to have to.
Yeah, it was really just we've brought this up over the whole season. At every opportunity, production made the worst choice of two choices to make the show less cohesive, to make it more confusing, to make it less entertaining. And they really need to look at how they're planning out season four, if there is a season four.
There will be. The show does too well, I think, on a binge. Also, was a big investment for them, I believe, to get the rights of Love Island. Someone else would scoop it up. It makes no sense to drop. They promote it so heavily on Paramount Plus. I think that it's a great streaming show, like Puya said, and we've always said. So I think that season four is fine. I'm not worried about that. I think do need to reevaluate things, though.
It's one of their few shows, CBS specifically, that I find they found a good way to cross over with Paramount Plus. Now, granted, I never watched any of the laid bare stuff, and I just leaned on Scally to fill us in. But just the way they're able to incorporate that into their content as well, followed in by the fact that literally anyone else would try and pick it up and mm-hmm. get something out of it. And it's an easy show to throw five episodes a week up onto your schedule.
Yeah, I just hope that next year, season two was originally supposed to happen in May, June and be over before Big Brother. And I would love if they went back to that plan.
Before Big Brother,
before COVID, destroyed everything. It was going to be on for the 2 months before Big Brother, and then Big Brother would be mm-hmm. on. And that would have been much better for me personally.
Because they also did. I know that some people did not love last season being on the roof of a resort in Las Vegas, but the season did have a lot of rain, and I understand that you can get unlucky, but you can also look into where you're filming not being in the rainy season. I don't know that that is confirmed, but it rained too much for it not to be the case.
That's what happened when they filmed in Fiji too,
mm-hmm.
where it was the rainy season. Yeah.
I'm wondering if moving the dates up or back would help that. I think probably not conflicting with the UK version as much also might bring in a little more on the streaming side for them. Mm-hmm. So, and in terms of online excitement and tweeting. So I think that all of those can be looked at.
Praying.
Now, another question from me. Does Love Island UK have a set location they always go to, or do they alternate kind of like Survivor used to, or this year we're here now?
They always generally have always filmed in the same location. I believe it's in Spain. Okay. They don't have this many issues with rain.
Yeah, because they film in, I think, Mallorca.
That sounds right.
Which is in Spain, so.
Yeah, that would be the move, because I think obviously rain when the show's premise is beach, bikinis, lads, boxer briefs, it's going to be very hard to have that with a lot of rain. So
yeah, and because then it just pushes them kind of inside, or you see them awkwardly talking in the rain, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Something I did notice upon checking. I believe Corey and Olivia are the oldest winners ever. Not that that matters, but something to note.
Yeah, because they're both 29, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here 28 on the wiki, but I believe they're both 29, or they became 29 while there.
They said they talked about being 29 on the show.
They did.
So
yeah. Yeah. So 2 29-year-olds won. Yay.
Hey.
My age.
Not my age yet.
Really breaking new ground.
Yeah, they've shown that the elderly can also win dating shows.
How dare you? Don't you?
I mean, in with regards to these shows, that's pretty old.
It is,
and it's weird that they're the same age too. Because normally, if it's like a 29-year-old man, they'll be like, "Oh, he'll be with a 19-year-old."
Oh no! Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through the UK winners even, and a lot of them are like they're both 20. Like, ooh,
yeah, not for me personally.
To be young again.
We're still young.
I mean, to be 20 again.
Ugh, no thanks.
It does feel great.
Whatever, Scally, shut up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is there anything else we need to say to put this season to bed?
Let me ask. So Scally at one point said that there's been discussions and stuff off the island from like former islanders. I would like to hear that mess.
Yeah, what's if the there's tea, any of Scally?
I'm just curious.
Shout out Chappelle.
Yeah, what's the tea, Scally? What's up?
There's been a lot of like Instagram lives between some of the earlier eliminated cast members. Most recently, it's been a lot of like Josh and Shannon and Cinco and Cash and Wes and Amy all jumping on Instagram lives. Big fan of Wes and Amy personally. No, we really screwed up letting them go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really screwed up letting them go. They would have been nice winners from my. He was only there for a nice 5 days, but kind of a king online from what I've seen. And then there has been drama between Jenny and Shannon. They once again do not speak. That does not seem to be changing anytime
soon. Yeah, they were never going to speak. Those two women hate each other.
Yeah, they are not fans of each other. I believe... Trina's been a little MIA because her Instagram has been hacked and she can't get that back.
Oh, no.
Not ideal. At one point, Florida really was talking about how like, oh, wow, like, look at these like new girls with Corey. And everyone's like, but you picked Jeremy over him? Question mark. And she was going to wait for Corey outside of the villa.
I don't
think that's happening anymore.
Certainly not.
Leslie seems to be at least talking to Bennett from last season, who was on there for a minute towards the end. So there's been stuff, but I wouldn't say too much mess. People definitely questioning some of the islanders that were still in there and like values or whatever else. But it's been not the messiest. I know Amy also did go on a rant one time talking about how Olivia, how Kira and Will knew each other and they were commenting all over each other's posts. And someone's like, that's not true. And she's like, I take it all back.
So, oh my God. Like,
it happens.
Not I take it all back.
She was like, oh, well, I actually got new information and I was wrong. So,
hey, you know what? We need more people willing to admit that.
It is true. She posted it on the Instagram story. It's all been there. So, yeah, I think we did miss out on a handful of better personalities lost earlier in the season, sadly.
Sad. I liked Amy too.
I was the Amy stan, and you were really questioning it. But sure, we'll see.
Well,
that.
No, I never disliked her. I feel like you're creating a false narrative here.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying I stan her, but I liked her. Like, Jesus Christ.
So, end of season award show. Okay. Ooh. So we can't pick Cash. Who would you have wanted to see make it the whole way to the end here out of the people, out of the 58 people that were on this season?
Oh my God. I'll let Kirsten go first.
We can't have Cash. Well, is it like who I liked or who I think it'd be funny if they won?
Yeah, no. Let's say someone you would have rather seen at the end here, maybe not even as a winner contender, but like you feel like they were cut too soon.
Well, I think Leslie is like a good answer for that. I feel like she was bringing a good energy.
Mm-hmm. That's the correct answer for me too. Justice for Leslie.
Same.
Can I just say, Leslie, you really let me down. I don't frown upon what you did, but I hate that you did it because then it caused you to leave. So
yeah, just if you're going to go on TV and you're not allowed to have your pod on TV, just to be able to go without it for a couple days.
It would be ideal. Weeks.
Yes, please.
So yeah, I think Leslie really was like a fun personality. I don't know how much longer she would have ended up sticking around with the upcoming, with like the coupling ups that were coming up, but gone too soon for Leslie for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then let's say next season, they're like, we're bringing a couple Islanders back for a second chance.
Ugh.
Who do you want to get a second chance at Love and Money from this
season?
You have, listen, it's not a great question, but
Florida?
Ooh. I mean, I feel like Leslie is, again, an easy, nice answer.
Yeah, but she'll bring her dab pen again and then get kicked off. Like, my heart can't take it.
That's true. It's true. I feel like Florida's not bad. If I had to cast someone again from this season, I feel like she is pretty good Love Island casting. I'm assuming Cash is off the board again.
It would be too easy to say Cash, right?
Yeah,
well, exactly. I don't want Cash to come back next season because I want her to be in love and have a happy life. I don't want her to need this dumb show in a year.
You know what? Bring back Casey. Why not? Bring back Casey, bring back Andre again.
Oh, Ellie loose. Too is pretty cool.
I liked Ellie, and I was very disappointed to see them go.
Yeah, Ellie could come back too.
Mm-hmm. I would take her back. And you know what?
Who Ellie is.
I wouldn't hate Jenny being on the show again.
Jenny would be, I'm fine with Jenny coming back. Why not? Yeah. She honestly was the small infusion of drama we had this season. So,
well, and do we know, is Jenny like a problem outside of the show?
I don't know. I have no indication.
I've not seen anything.
Okay. Well,
There's an article that says Shannon blasts Jenny for comments about Josh's sister. That can't be good.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Where is this article?
Screenrant.com. Are they a trusted source?
I mean,
sometimes.
Sure. I also liked Lien. She could come back for me too.
Oh yeah. She didn't. I feel like she got done dirty.
She came in at a bad point where it was like, I am also interested in Cinco and his life is a full mess right now. And obviously I'm never getting picked.
Well, yeah. she was going to be the third person vying for Cinco, right? Between Trina and Cash. That was never going to pan out.
Exactly. So yeah. I feel like they brought her in at a bad point. Really could have done better for her. Had she come in earlier, had she come in later, even, I think would have been better. So not great for Liam there.
Do you think it's possible that at some point they would do something like that for a season where they bring back people who were on the show before?
I'm going to be honest. I hope not.
I hope not too. But I feel like I could totally see it, because the problem with this show is that because of how many people come in and come out, it's not like they would have name to them and they wouldn't draw you in unless you go with like someone like Cash, who is going to remain memorable. But like most, and like they're already going to get what they needed from the show. If it wasn't love, it's the followers. So they have no reason to come back. So I don't think so, but. Really could see them thinking they would be able to get something big going by doing that, potentially.
They would get more followers. Any of these people would come back on TV. But
yeah, they'll take any opportunity.
The reason why I like Love Island over other dating shows, or like the thing that I like about Love Island over other dating shows, is these people are strangers to each other, mostly. They don't know who they are. They don't know who's popular. Mm-hmm. So they come in and they organically meet each other for the first time. Whereas these alumni circles run deep. All of these people will have met each other by the time that they end up back on the show. They'll know who's in the casting pool. So they'll have plans on who's actually going to stay together, who's going to like get together for a little bit and, oh, just stick around until I get there. And also they'll know like, Cash is super popular. If I focus all my attention on Cash, then I'm going to get screen time. So that's not organic. It's not what I want. I don't need that back.
Yeah, they'll know how to game it at that point, which we don't want.
100%. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that wraps up any questions I had. This was fun. Watching 2 hours of that show for the finale, man, I got to talk to y'all for even a couple hours. That's a win for me. So I will take that as a W and I'll wear it on my chest.
Yeah, Pooya, you're just so sweet and kind. Thank you for joining us. We just love you so much.
I appreciate y'all so much. Also, if you've made it this far into the podcast, Jacob Jones, you're a clown.
Okay. So Pooya, if people want to hear more about what you're doing, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at PooyaIsm. They can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Pooya. I stream about 3 times a week over there. And then as far as podcasting goes, I will be talking 90 Day Fiance week in, week out with various guests. I will be having Rob on to talk about the first part of the tell-all. It should be a mess, and I will have a front row seat to it. So I'm very excited about that. If you want to hear me talk Big Brother, I will be on Friday mornings, 11 a.m., talking the live feeds with Taryn, as well as various appearances here and there. And next month, Masked Singer Season 6 will be back, and Liana and I will be right there ready to talk all about it. Sexy Beasts wrapped up, so we don't know when the next 6 episodes are dropping, but I had the lovely pleasure of talking about all of that with Jenny Autumn, and this past week we had Chappelle on to talk about the mess with us. So it's been fun. It's been a fun journey of reality TV these last couple months, and hopefully it continues that same energy now that Love Island's done.
Hell yeah. And Scally, where can people find you?
Well, people can find me and send me any Love Island post-show gossip over on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where, talking about anything that comes up. I'm curious to see the fallout from this season, how people are when they're questioned. I'm really curious for Olivia's reaction when she sees that much of the internet thinks that this is not super genuine. And also we'll be talking about the new season of The Challenge over on the Dom and Colin podcast with Matt Liguori. Can see over there some Love Island US alumni, including Jeremiah from last season. Curious who maybe we'll get from a season 3 of Love Island over there. I don't know if there's any picks you guys have, but doing so again over on the Dom and Colin podcast.
Amazing. And if people want to hear more from me, they can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I am talking about BoJack Horseman weekly with Lindsay Wilson on BoJack Horse Pod, and Riverdale is back. So Frail Mary and myself are still talking about that over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. And Jenny Autumn and I will be wrapping up F Boy Island later this week to get that last batch of episodes. And again, Scally and I will be on the Survivor China podcast in 2 days. And also, thank you so much, everyone, for listening all season long. If you got any enjoyment out of the podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you would give us a 5-star review. It's just in iTunes. It's still at robhaswebsite.com/temptationisland, which your guess is as good as mine as to why. But that's where you can find us there to give us a 5-star review. But that is it for Love Island USA season 3. So, I guess we'll be back for season 4? Question mark. Don't know. That's it? No one's going to say anything?
I was waiting for it to see where you went.
I was like, okay, someone else could say bye now. Frick, I hate you all. Okay, whatever. Love you all. Bye.
I got a text.
Yeah?
Oh, it's very late night here, just to let everyone know. So I got a text from one Chappelle. It's Chappelle O'Clock somewhere, right?
Ooh.
All right. I am very much excited to talk about Love Island season 4 when it comes out. Hashtag very excited. Hashtag is it ribs time yet? Hashtag I'm eating. Hashtag mess. There you go. Okay. That's the text.
Right. So I guess we'll be back with Chappelle for season 4. Have a good one, everyone. Take care. Bye.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.